Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity, and you know what today is? Oracle Friday! I love Oracle Friday, and today we have a wonderful, wonderful guest. Good morning. Missy, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I'm trying to connect with Star. I don't know what's going on, but can you guys please hold? I'm sorry for the technical difficulties.
No problem.
Hello, Star, we have you, huh?
You had some technical difficulties there.
I know. I don't know what's going on this morning. I hope it doesn't happen again. I hope we're stable now. I was just introducing you to the audience, and boom!
Well, you know, energy is very interesting sometimes, and sometimes a lot of energy can make your watch stop from working. It can make your phone do strange things. And we all know that if we get anxious in front of a computer or excited, that we can also lose whatever page we're on. The human body and the computers and the phones and all the new gadgets we have are starting, their vibrations are starting to intertwine a little bit. And sometimes your vibration is higher than your phone, or sometimes your vibration is lower than your phone. And it's really interesting to notice how our energy fields interact. I mean, my husband has gone to the grocery store and put his phone in his back pocket of his jeans, and he has actually butt-dialed me. And he just never pushes the button. Somehow, the phone calls home, and I'm listening to my husband talking to somebody in the grocery store, and I yell at him, and then I remind him what else I needed. So pay attention, because we're stepping into a world where the internet soon will be where my mind can connect to your mind, and we won't need a machine.
I know. Go ahead.
And the technology right now sometimes is very iffy, because the technology changes with the intensity of the vibration, the lack of intensity of the vibration. And so we have little incidents like this morning.
Oh, well, it's very frustrating for me and scary, especially when you have a line full of people waiting to talk to you this morning. But and I totally understand that. You know, we have here on Circles of Prosperity have been talking a lot about vibration, and in particular, how it relates to the law of attraction. And the two things, we're studying the Abraham Hicks, the teachings of Abraham
Right.
from Esther and Jerry Hicks. And what has stood out for me, you know, I mean, I've been studying the law of attraction for over 30 years now, and but I have just gone into a deeper understanding because I've really moved into this, to the discussion and the theory of vibration and frequency and how we hold that. And what I have discovered is that, or what I've learned, is that that vibration that comes from joy is probably our highest frequency and manifest things very quickly. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I believe that the joy and bliss are right up there in the top two. And if you ever want to see those energies, you know, see a child when they first see a kitten, or when they're jumping up and down and they're going, ice cream. And they have this resonance with the universe. What it can be a bug. Oh, a bug. And they're smiling and radiating. And they have this natural attunement with the universe. Mm-hmm. And as we grow older, we become a little bit more jaded. And nothing excites us. And we have to be cool and belong with the other kids, you know. Kids
right.
Do too much stuff. So the law of attraction needs to be studied. But for me, most of my students know about the law of attraction. They know the dynamics. They know how it works. And they get caught up in the follow through.
Mm-hmm.
They think they need to study one more thing. They think it's not going to work for them. They think that if they go and stand in the Duane Reade and think I'm going to win the lottery, that they're going to win the lottery after buying one ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're attracting something as big as one out of every 765 million people, you know, it's not going to take one time. It's not going to take 30 seconds. And the law of attraction is sometimes about doing, but most of the time it's about being in joy that we have all these possibilities, and being in joy that one particular thing we want is available in our life. We just have to attract it, and then we have to follow through. I cannot sit in my church and say, okay, I now have a new purple top. I now have new dishes and 100 new books I want. I have to take the bliss, and I have to look at the books I want. I have to take my action steps, create on the material plane so that they come to me. And or I can create on the energetic plane. I can go work with somebody for a week who needs help in their house, and they give me the books.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people think the law of attraction means once you know the law, you don't have to put any energy in it. But you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they know this, well, I'm not quite ready for my bliss. Where would I put it? If I got it and my friends didn't have it, my friends would leave me. The rationalization, the internalization, the procrastination sets in. And if you get the law of attraction in the energetic doing and being form, you can manifest whatever you want on the planet. If you read and just know the law of attraction without taking it into the world and experiencing being the bliss, being the joy, doing the follow through, then you can have that. But it is just not like a magical prayer that you recite that creates things. So absolutely, that joy and that bliss is really important. And in old magic, you used to call that desire.
Mm-hmm.
That you had to have desire before something would happen. And it's a really important law. If you practice the law of attraction, being at that energy of joy and bliss, doing the follow-through steps that gets you there, then about a year or two, it becomes part of your consciousness. It's kind of like, I don't have to remember to put my right foot in front of my left foot when I walk anymore. You know what I mean? It becomes habitual. But you have to practice it just like anything else on a daily basis. You have to watch, track your results. I wanted this. Start with something small. Don't start with a car or a new home or a maid. Just start with something small. You know, so you can track your record. A car, a maid, that's a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it may take a year.
Right. You
to
know,
track that.
I love how you say apply. You talk about energy because there's energy that's being created, even if you're just imagining these things and saying and fantasizing about that which you desire. That's creating an energetic vibration, correct? And
right.
if you're speaking, that's creating an energetic vibration, right?
Correct. And if you think about it, you're like a 144-fold amplifier. So here I am thinking, I desire a new place to teach in Ohio. Here I am thinking that. My lungs breathe it at one vibration. My heart pumps it. My neural system, my brain, puts it out at another vibration. My lymph system, the density of my skin, the shape of my body, the color of my eyes and hair, everything. Every time I move my hand in the air, it puts that vibration every step I take. So really, when you talk about energy follows thought, thoughts create your reality, and energy follows thought. So at the end of the day, if you thought about bills 50 times, oh, my God, I hate my bills. Oh, my God, I hate paying my bills. Another bill, oh. And you taught 10 affirmations. At the end of the day, whatever you thought of the most is what you're attracting to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the use of affirmations. It's not just the being blissful, energetic, or contemplating the thing you need, because energy follows thought, and it just doesn't follow one thought that I'm going to win the lottery. It's the majority of the thoughts that you have at the day. Now, words, spoken words, saying to somebody, I'm going to give up smoking. That makes you work harder to do it because you said it before God and the world.
Mm-hmm.
That sound. And when you start speaking what you want to manifest, you get it in writing what you want to manifest. And that's one of the very important things is to write, I want a purple car. I want it to be this size and that price and this old, or you know what I mean? You
mm-hmm.
put it in the physical plane. Things come easier into the physical plane. Many people forget that step. But our legal system says you got to have a contract. You got to have a business plan. They know that after energy follows thought,
mm-hmm.
that words amplify the energy, and words amplify the energy, and putting it into the physical plane is the last step before manifesting something.
Okay.
So you got to like write it down, and that's why we have prosperity journals, and that's why we have journaling is so much part of our process nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you know, our queue is filling up this morning. I want to remind people what to do this morning. If you'd like to have a reading or consult with Star Fuentes this morning, you need to call in at 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and we will bring you on the air so you can ask your question. Also, I wanted to let you know that we will also provide you with an MP3 recording of your session with Star. We'll cut it out of the entire show and send it to you. But I need to have your email address, and then we do ask that you give us a small love offering in any amount if you'd like to have that. That way you don't have to listen to an hour and a half to go back and listen to your particular session with Star. So that's a wonderful service that we're providing for you. Just make sure that I get your email address. All righty. We're going to go to our first caller this morning, who is Missy in Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hi. How are you this morning, Missy?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. You have a question for Star this morning?
I do. I just wanted to know if you see a partner for me this year, or what do you see for my love life?
Missy, I see a partner for you between January and March of next year. There is a piece of you that needs to be completed to find this partner. Your partner will be not a partner, it will be a mate, and you will be with this person till death do you part. So my question to you is, what do you need to work on just a little bit more so your vibration will be ready for your mate? Are you conscious of that?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is what I'll tell you. Get it in gear, do your work, and you will have your mate first quarter of next year.
Okay. And do you, like, know anything else about him or...
My feeling is that there is a level of respect, there is a level of kindness, there is a level of deep sincerity that you did not get in your prior relationships, and that this person will have these three things that you have not had before in other relationships. Is that correct?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay, so really what has happened is your mate magnet has decided not to mate with people of the same pattern anymore. You're doing a little bit of healing, so you know you deserve something different and what I would definitely say better. And those three things are coming into alignment with you, so by the first quarter of next year, the respect, that whole, I wouldn't quite say putting you on a queen pedestal, but treating you with honor that you have not had this lifetime in relationships. So keep up the good work. Fix and study the area you're working on, and you will have lots of joy with your mate to get to you part. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you, Missy.
Thank you.
We're going to area code 7973. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Oh, fine. This is Tina.
Hi. Thank you for having the show this morning. I would like to know, I wanted to ask about my boyfriend, Michael. What do you get from him in our relationship?
Okay. Would you ask that question in a different way?
Where do you see my relationship going with Michael?
Okay, and how long have you had this relationship with Michael?
Probably like 2 months.
Okay. The Michael relationship is a wavy relationship, and the way I'm going to describe that is you get close together, and then you pull apart a little bit. Close together, and you pull apart, correct?
Correct.
And this is called a wave, and this relationship has two or three ways of handling itself. You'll get, number one, you'll get sick and tired of the farther and away and the closer together, and you'll leave the relationship. You will love this person enough to understand that this is how he is. He pulls closer, he pulls away, and then you will not get emotionally upset when he's pulled away. You'll let him have his space. And then instead of pulling emotionally away every 3 days, it'll be every 3 weeks, and then the longer it'll be in between when he pulls away. So this is going to relationship is going to require, if you decide to keep, because this is a 50-50. It could go either way, and it's going to be your decision. Do you have the patience? Does he have all the energies that you want in your life in a relationship? So I have a very fuzzy answer for you, and the answer is 50% yes, 50% no. Do you tolerate this, pulling away and getting closer? And if you can answer that question, then you can and tolerate it. And you can have this person for many, many, many years to come. If this is unacceptable, then you will walk.
But do you know why he's doing that?
Yes. And it's some deep-seated fear of intimacy. It's something he hasn't processed yet. It is something he hasn't healed yet. So, you know, dragging a man to metaphysical and spiritual classes sometimes is very hard. And sometimes, slowly but surely, through your example of intimacy, you can teach him how to be intimate. Whether you think you want to wait 4 or 5 years and teach him that, or you want to move on to someone who's ready to have intimacy with you, it's your decision.
Mm. Oh, well, you're right. He does do that, and he lives at a distance, but I thought it was just because we were at a distance.
Well, you know, it's intimacy doesn't have to be when you're close. You can tell in somebody's voice when they're not listening to you, when they're detached. You know what I mean? I've seen couples at a distance be very intimate, and this feeling that you pick up, and I can pick it up, is something that will is crucial to your decision whether you're going to stay with him or not.
Okay. Okay. Well, Lord. Okay. It's something within him. No, but I get really good energy from him. And you're right. We have more of a spiritual connection. We pray a lot. So.
Okay. Spiritual connections and playing a lot is wonderful. If you go 2 years with having a spiritual connection and playing a lot, will you resent not having sex?
Well, no, he would do it. I'm just not being intimate. But
Ah, so it's you waving.
Yeah, I'm not being intimate. That's too early.
All right, sweeties. Use the information wisely that I've given you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tina.
Welcome.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. This is Rita. Rita is calling from Florida this morning. How are you, Rita?
Good morning. I'm actually in California.
Oh, I'm sorry. California. You have a question for Star?
Nothing in general. I don't know. Maybe she could just tell me if she picks up some type of energy with me. I don't know.
You're going to have to repeat that question for me, please, because I'm not hearing her very well.
Yeah. Oh, she's asking for a general reading. Are you picking up any kind of energy from her? I think you need to be a little bit more specific, Rita.
She said that question, and I went right and examined all of her body organs, and then I'm trying to examine her life, and it's sort of like it's too much. You have to point me to a leaf on a tree, and then I can tell you what kind of tree it is.
Did you hear her, Rita?
Yes, I said financially.
Okay, could you repeat what she said, please?
She says financially.
Ooh, finances, cash, money. Oh.
The good stuff.
Yeah, bank accounts. There is a tendency for you to have cash or not have cash, correct?
Yeah.
Rita, are you there?
Yeah.
Can you hear Star?
Yes, I can. I can hear you guys clearly.
Okay, because we're getting feedback.
There's a tendency for you to either have cash or not have cash.
Right.
And one of the things happens is when you have cash, you're cool and everything with it, and that you don't prepare for the times when you don't have cash, correct?
No, because I'm somewhat of a good saver.
Okay, what did she say?
She says no, because she's somewhat of a good saver.
Okay, so let's just look at something. Cash is the money that you have to do your everyday things, and money is your investments and your savings. So I want to talk about your cash, okay? And your money is your house, your bank accounts, and all that. Talking about cash is what you have to buy the things you want that you desire. So I would say to you to spend more money on yourself. Really, spend more cash on yourself. Do you understand?
Well,
hello?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, it feels to me like you're one of those people that when you go shopping, there's something in the basket for everybody but you, right?
No.
Okay. Then I'm having a horrible time with this phone line and a horrible time getting a connection with you.
She's having a, I can hear the feedback. We're getting quite a bit of feedback. And she's having a hard time connecting with you, Rita.
Okay. There's a lot of other energies coming through right now, and I'm not sure if it's another person or what's going on, but I can't even hear her.
Right.
So, Rita, I'm going to pass on reading you today because all I'm hearing is squeaks and squawkles, and I can't accurately read you through that.
Rita, here, may I make a suggestion? Are you calling on Skype or are you calling from a cell phone?
A cell.
Okay. So why don't you just do me a favor and disconnect and then call back? And we'll see if we get a better connection, okay?
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 678, good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning.
Oh. Hi, Jean.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Star this morning? Star, can you hear Jean?
Yes, clearly.
Good.
Good morning, Star.
Good morning,
my question is, I'm a healer, and what do you see for my service in healing?
Okay, first of all, I want to talk to you about modalities. There are 188 ways to heal out there, and I see that you can be a great healer. I don't want you to get stuck in one modality. So,
okay.
You know, some people do Reiki and that's all they do, or some people do crystal healing. You need to develop your toolbox. So you learn 16, 17 different things, and then when the client walks in the room, let God, Spirit Source, decide what modality they're going to use. I see that you are spiritually connected to God very, very strongly, and that you're very grounded when you heal. There are parts of your life where you're not so grounded, but when you're healing, you're grounded. So what would you like to know about your healing?
I seem to really heal with words.
Okay, so yes, there are about 30 or 40 modalities that heal with words. And healing words can be strange little stories, like Milton Erickson, or they can be songs. They can be listening and giving people answers. What personally, because of the type of energy you have, you can heal in any modality that you want to heal as long as you have learned it. So, yes, go forth and heal with words and heal with the ear, too, because listening is an important part of healing. Do you have a business card?
No, not yet.
Okay. Remember what I said earlier in the program. To become something thoroughly, we must put it in black and white. So to become that healer, you must put your name and whatever type of energy work you wanna be and have studied, put that on that card. And that card takes you a step closer to manifesting being a healer. Okay?
Okay.
It's no more, you don't have any more studies right now. You just need to do that fourth step of manifestation and get it into the physical plane.
Okay, thank you. I will do that.
And remember to charge for healings, okay?
I will.
Energy exchange. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. That's, you know, a lot of light workers have problems charging people, don't they?
Well, they do. And, you know, if my friend the painter comes over and says, you know, give me an hour's reading, and he says, I don't think it's a gift. I don't think you should pay. I should have to pay for it because it's a gift from God. And he says, paint my walls. It's a gift. I don't think I should pay for it. Then they see that differently. It's, you know, I'm in a situation where this is what creates my cash flow. It's my time and energy. Can you even imagine what it was like living for 16 years with different shamans and stick huts in Africa and stuff? It's like the same type time to become a medical doctor that I spent in my life while people were having ice and I was in Africa. But it, you know what I'm saying?
It's
comfortable. So either you're paying for my time and energy, you're not paying for the gift.
Right.
Yeah, so, yes, and many people forget the last important step. They go and they take a year-long or six-week-long healing class, and they never print the business card.
Mm-hmm.
Da-da-da-da, so-and-so master, do-do-do, and they never print the business card, and a year later they're whining, I haven't had one client all year. Well, the spirit guides of the clients and the energy, they have to find that peace in the physical plane to connect you with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can physically be there. So all you people who do wonderful practitioner work of any sort, make sure you have business cards and make sure you carry them with you.
Right. Self-promotion, that's what it's all about. Letting people know what you do and then make sure that you charge for what you do. It's a great lesson. Let's go to our next caller. This is in area code 770. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello? Is there anyone
Hello?
Here? Yes.
Hi, can you hear me? Hi, good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
Good morning, Star. Hi,
good
this
morning.
Is Charm. Good. I have a question. I promote different products, and I have been birthing this ideal of launching it to make it more simplistic, and I just want to know if that energy and those thoughts, I should put more time on it and just bring it all into fruition and put it all in writing and all that good stuff. I just want to see if you see a positive thing happening with that.
Okay, excuse me, you've done all that stuff already, right?
Yes, but okay. I'm making it my own.
Okay. How does your heart feel about it?
It feels good about it. I think that somewhere deep down inside, I feel like, is this taking on too much? You know, I know that it's going to... is essentially simplify things once it's done, but I know that it's going to take so much work and things to get it done.
Okay, so every sentence you make, it's going to take so much doubt. I hear a question at the end of your sentence. I feel like you've done this before in a past life, whatever, creating this a business like this that worked. I feel that you know enough and have enough wisdom to do this, but I feel like you're resenting the work it's going to take.
You know what? I don't even
work.
Think it's the work. It's probably the finances, because I feel like I'm investing in so much. Then it's like I know that the finances that this will take.
Well, your attitude will choose. This can be a kick-butt success. But if you make it by dragging your feet and saying, ooh, it's so much energy, it won't be such a success. When I find things overwhelming, I break them down into smaller pieces. And, for example, I'll say, ooh, I'll do 2 hours on it from 10 to 12, and then maybe from 4 to 6 I'll do another 2 hours, and I get through in a half an hour tonight. And if I tell myself, oh, my God, I'm going to work 4.5 hours on that, my brain's like, oh, my God, what about all the rest of my work? If you can break down your work into small chunks of time and just see it for those small chunks of time, you will get through this. And repeating to yourself, I know I can do this. This is going to be so successful. And every day, and take a day off a week, because if you really want something successful, you work on it 6 days a week, because the energy needs to get built. And work on it in little pieces, and it'll be done. Do not be resentful for the time, energy, and money that it will take you to get there. Because if you are, by the time you get there, you'll be stale, and your whatever you created will be stale. So break it up into small, doable pieces, maybe even 2 or 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And do some doubt fishing. And what I do is in the top of the paper, I write my doubts. Oh, I doubt if I can ever get through this work without becoming crabby. I doubt that I'm going to enjoy all this work. I doubt that. And then turn the piece of paper over, and do I win? I win when this product is, this thing is complete. I win with completion. I win with cash with this product. I win because this product can repeat itself and bring in more cash. I am satisfied with this product. You know what I mean? Right now for you, doubt fishing, doable time, and then I wins, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's a great formula. I like that. You know, let's try, and Rita, I think Rita has called back. Let's see if we have a better connection with Rita.
No.
Rita, are you there?
Yes.
Is this better, Star?
I'm still getting squeaky cat meowy noises that cover her voice on my end.
I hear it now, too. Rita, I'm so sorry.
It's important for me to hear the client, to read the vibration, you know.
Right.
So, Rita, my website is www.starfuentes.com. And if you'd like to address a question to me or call me, go ahead and I'll give you a free reading. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I can't hear if she's saying yes or no. Or
she says, is that okay, Rita? We are getting, it's like a squawk box there. Okay, so we tried. She says she will, if you go to her website, you can get a free reading. Can you hear us?
Oh, yes, I can.
All right. Okay. I'll leave you on so you can listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. All righty. Well, we tried. I just wanted to be, you know, I gave her a promise. I wanted to make sure I followed up with her.
Well, you know, that's fine, but there's something so squawky in between that I can't connect with her. So
I know.
We can take somebody else now.
Okay. Area code 845, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Hey, Lucy.
Lucy, you have a question for Star this morning?
Yes. I would like to know about a little bit more about my relationship with my son.
And what is your son's name, first name, and date of birth?
My son's name is nickname because we usually use nickname for him or their real name.
Nickname would be fine.
Tito.
Okay. And birthday?
April 20,
1993. So your son is about 20, right?
Yeah, he just turned 20. Okay, he was born in 1993, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, so your son is maturing into a good man. He's in his experimental stages, correct?
He's going to college, and I live in the East Coast, and he decided to go to the West Coast, and then I usually have been for him all over, I live in New York. He went to school in New Jersey. Then it was easy for me to commute when he needed me. But now he decided to go to the West Coast to do college.
Okay, well, let me tell you about people. There are some type of people who grow up in life and say, I want to be a fireman. And they be a fireman. And there's another type of person who try things. They say, oh, I want to be a chef. They try being a cooking chef. They say, I don't want to do this. They want to be an engineer. Then they say, oh, they tried for a year. I don't want to be this. I call this the experimental stages. because your son is going to taste things, decide whether they fit him, and then either honestly reject them or embrace them. It's a different way from within how you be. So for you, this is a little confusing. Why is he here? Why is he here and then he's there? Why can't he stay in one place? Why can't he make up his mind? It is just how his soul functions. He will try something one day, he will love it, and he will be dedicated to it for the rest of his life. Right now, for the next couple of years, he's still going to be in an experimental stage. He's going to do what feels the best to him till it stops feeling good, and then go do something else. As far as career-wise, as far as college-wise, as far as relationship-wise. So I wouldn't worry about him. There are many people who are exactly the same thing, and they usually settle into something with a remarkable dedication and enthusiasm. Okay?
I kind of agree with you, but then he totally broke our relationship. He doesn't answer my phone calls, and I try to tell him that whatever he chooses is fine for me, that he doesn't have to comply with everybody else's expectations. But he say I am too nice to be real, and he just doesn't want to talk to me. Then second question was, I asked one of my friends, and she stated, oh, he looks like he's in drugs. I said, well, the only drug that he has is the video games, because he doesn't even drink soda. Then what you see about that?
I don't see him. I see him being very particular about what he puts in his body. He is not into drugs. He is definitely into choosing his own way, rebelling maybe, but he is not drug-ridden or doing anything bad. It's just a temperament that he's going through right now, and he's tired of people telling him what to do, and especially when he hasn't found something juicy to commit himself to, and everybody says do this, do that, and he does a little bit of that, and this does a little bit of this, and it's not fulfilling him. He will come back to you. He'll come back into full relationship, especially when he finds the thing that fills him, that his passion cries about. That, you know what I mean?
Okay, I just want to be sure that he's fine, because I have been praying for him. He won this, he's in that college, it's a very expensive college, and he won a scholarship, that's the reason that he's there. But then he worries a lot about me, because he say that I work too hard and I am too nice. Then I want to be sure that he's taking the things as they are. I told him I don't work hard, I work smart, I am very abundant, but he kind of doesn't believe it. What I can do to improve the way that he sees me, because he always see me doing things. I don't pay for cutting the grass alone, because I do it myself. I save, I am abundant. What you see, what I can do to improve his view of me.
It's the kid will go up one day and he'll look at you and go, Mommy, where'd you learn all that stuff? And really, you knew it all along. It's these 20s and teens, these 19, 20, 21, when they think they have all the answers for the world. And somewhere, you know, around 23, 24, he's going to look at you and go, wow, you were really smart. It's nothing that you're doing right now. And I mean, come on, complain to your mother. Mom, you're too nice. I mean,
he gets mad because he say that I am too nice, that I am not real. But I say,
it's you being something that he needs to rebel against. In a couple of years, he'll be saying, where did you learn all that stuff? How did you do this? You know, how, you know, it happens. I've seen it happen. I'm 74 years old, and I've been doing clients since 1958. And I watched
wow.
parents come to me when the kid hits teenage, and then when the kid hits 20, and they're going, why are my kids saying this? And then the kid hits 24, 23, the kids come back to mom and dad and go, wow. And I think it's
yeah.
something he's going through. So I think you're cool.
My last question was that last time when we spoke, the last time that he broke my contact with him, I told him, I understand you don't want to be there, but then I won't allow you to sit down in your room and play video games while I'm moving around as always, because I consider you when you come in for vacation over here. But then if you come in to live with me, you got to do something. Then I think that he didn't like that statement. Maybe I was too harsh with him. What you think? That was the point that broke our relationship. You think that was the point, the breaking point?
No. I think the relationship isn't broken. I just think that it's a temporary thing. You know, World of Warcraft or whatever game he plays will never take the place of a real good mother like you. So,
okay, because he saw them. He just quit the school, and he let the scholarship go to the drain, and I allow him to be here. That I won't mind. But then I know that it's not going to be on his best.
Listen, Mom, he has to grow up. And these next couple years of growing up are about making choices, about rebelling, and, you know, about not finding something that has got him passionate. So he's in that place where, I've tried 20 things and nothing lights up my heart. Let him find himself. You don't have to find him. Let him find himself. And naturally, I probably think every child will tell his parents something like 20 times. He never wants to talk to them again and never wants to see him again, and they don't know what they're doing, especially in the process, in that leaving the nest, going to college process. So I find your energy very clear. I find you powerful, not nice. And leave it alone, and he'll find what it is, and he'll wake up and start being all that he can be, okay?
Okay, because I do energy healing, and every time I say years past, I told him I can do some energy balancing for you, and I do it this time. He say, Mom, just forget about what you do.
Well, you know, it's going to be that way. Everybody's, most children are embarrassed about what their parents do, whether they're lawyers or doctors, cops or psychics. They're embarrassed for some reason about what their parents are. And, you know, don't do any energy work for him. Don't do anything. Let him find his own way. And once he finds his way, oh, but I do want you to do a couple things. I want you to pray for him.
Oh, I've been doing that. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I brought some candles. Yeah, I bought candles, and I am doing prayers for him.
Well, you know, pray for him, but you know what? Don't ask him. Let him find his passion. Once he finds his passion, everything will be all right with the two of you, okay?
Okay. Do you have a frame time where that's going to happen? Is that far away? Because it really breaking my heart.
Okay, what was that last part?
It's really breaking my heart because I had a daughter, and it took her 4 years to find what she wanted to do. 4 years. I set my goal to retire at age of 50, and then everything is like, okay, I am here. I'm 50. I'm going to be 51 or 52, something like that. I don't even know how old I am, but I am past my year that I say, okay, by this age, they're going to finish college. I'm going to be able to do my passion, that was the healing. when you were talking to the other lady about not charging, I don't charge for my healings neither or for my readings. I do have business card. I gave it to them, and then I don't charge for that neither. Then when you were talking to the other lady, then you have to bring the business cards and keep the business going. I say I'm going to open my website. It's around $90 a month. I didn't do that yet. Then, I don't know, it's taking me a long time, and my sisters are very persistent. Oh, they got to do this, they got to do that, and I just keep quiet. I don't tell them. I just told my daughter and my son, not telling people what you're doing is no lying. It's just keeping to yourself.
Yes, but it's also not getting any business. So notice that your son doesn't want to talk to you about finding his passion, and you don't want to talk to people about what you really like doing.
Oh, yeah, it's a relationship there. No, I don't really want
to
talk to them.
That's
a
pattern.
It's really, yes,
I'm going to have to go, but one of the things that is getting in your way is a DNA pattern, and that pattern is being stubborn about things, and you're stubborn about things, and he's stubborn about things, and you get two stubborn people together, what happens? They stop talking to each other. So let him heal, and you get your business card out there. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Wow. Do you want to take a break, Star?
I don't need breaks.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll keep going.
I take pauses occasionally, but I don't like breaks.
Okay, well.
We're fine. Let's go.
Let's go to our next caller. Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning? We're not going to be able to talk to you, Kathy. It's just bad. Yeah, it's choppy, choppy, choppy.
Let me call. I'm going to call on the home phone. It's going to be a 410 area.
Okay, call back.
All right.
Then it got clear all of a sudden. There it goes again.
Amazing. Spirit wants things in spirit's time.
I know. Okay, good morning. Are you calling from Skype?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're clear.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, what is your name?
Carmen.
Carmen, do you have a question? Where are you calling from, Carmen?
New York.
Oh, okay. You have a question for Star this morning.
Yes, I do. I wanted to see if you see anything coming in terms of love.
Oh, okay. First of all, when was the last time you loved?
That was last year. It broke off in January.
And how long was that?
That was just dating for a couple months, and
Okay, so I don't see anything for you till early 15. I mean, you can have lovers, you can have friends with benefits, but your mate won't come till very early 15, January 15, okay? Now, I want to talk to you about your heart.
Okay.
Have you done work to heal your heart from that one relationship that hurt so bad?
I feel that something's going on. When I do my deep meditations, then I get this weird emotional thing in my heart, in my chest, and it passes, but it's weird because it keeps coming up.
Okay, when that comes up, I want you to exaggerate it. Whatever it's feeling and whatever it is your heartbreak coming out of your heart. And if you want to cry, I want you to cry. If you want to scream, I want you to scream. So right now my feeling for you is that whatever heartbreak you had before the month guy or whatever years ago was, it's fighting its way out of its your heart, and it scares you every time that it's trying to get out, so you kind of stop it, correct?
Well, first it was overwhelming and sad, and now it's just, I don't know, it comes and then it goes. I'm trying to stay with it and be present and...
Okay, that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. I believe that you will need to clean up your heart.
Yes.
And make your heart strong. And I believe that you're finding people to date who are stepping stones, who have some of the qualities you want, but not all of the qualities you want in a mate. So you date this guy and this guy, oh, I like that part, and then you don't, you know, there's parts you don't like. So, yes, you will mate. You will mate for life in early January of 15.
And do you see me having children?
What's your age now?
Doesn't really matter, age.
Yes, it does matter. For you in particular, you have to be under 45 to have a baby, okay?
Do you see that I'm staying in this job for long?
No.
After summer?
No, you're not going to stay in this job for long. You have another job that's coming up June, July that's, well, I don't want to say people are nicer. I would like to say that the energy is better. There's something about the energy in your job that doesn't match with you, correct?
Well, is this new job going to be in the U.S.?
I can't see that. I can see the energy will match with you. The money will be an up step. The lifestyle will be three steps up.
Oh, that would be so good because now I'm getting underpaid. I'm not even getting paid. And
well, that's the big energy.
So
you know?
An exchange, and the kids are so disruptive, and it's like the energy is...
So I would say start looking right now for another job because another job's coming your way in the next couple of months. And you need to be in a higher lifestyle, okay? And you need to get paid more.
Yeah, but I'm applying for my work permit here now. That would be okay?
That would be okay.
Okay.
There's all different levels of your type of job.
Okay.
So start with the laws of manifestation. Look up the law and start asking for what you want. What kind of living environment, what type of children, how they behave, you know, what kind of social status that the family you work for lives in. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Thank you for calling, Carmen. You know, we are doing a study now of the law of attraction. You can go back and listen to our archives. It might help you, okay?
A study on your website?
On Blog Talk Radio, we've been talking about the law of attraction. So if you go through our archives,
yeah,
all for the past, I think, about 3 weeks,
okay,
we talk about how to manifest the things that you desire.
Yes. I need specific instructions. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a good morning.
Okay, let's go to area code 301. How are you this morning?
Hello.
Area code. Good morning.
Hey, Cynthia.
Hey, this is Anthony. How are you?
Yeah, and Star. Welcome, Star.
Hi, Anthony. Good to hear your voice.
Can you hear my voice clearly?
Yes.
Not totally clearly, but I can get it. What can I do for you this morning? How can I be of service?
I just want a general reading because lately I feel like I'm close to accomplishing some things, but at the same time, sometimes I feel like is either not moving quick enough or I'm stuck. I'm getting that feeling from time to time.
You're getting the feeling like you're stuck?
Yes.
How often? Like half the day or a little less than half the day?
Less than half a day.
Okay, so this is the time when I work with my clients that I tell them, you start feeling stuck, you have to step outside the box. When you're feeling stuck, you're doing the same things, being the same things all the time, and you need to figure out, how do I get out of this box? This is my reality. I'm doing this, and I'm getting this dread, this stuckness. So, Anthony, how can you step outside of the box in the way you be and what you do right now in your life?
Just do something different than how I've been doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So sit down in black and white, make a list. What can you do differently? How can you do it differently? And what's the strangest thing you can do? You know? So
yeah.
I did a practice where every month for 3 years, I did something that I wasn't drawn to. Like, for example, I went to a quilting bee. And, you know, after I stabbed myself a couple of times with the needle and got blood on the quilt, they said, okay, Star, sort the fabrics into different colors, these swatches. And they go, like, what do you do? And I go, oh, I'm a healer and a psychic. And they said, oh, you know, my grandmother did this and this. And I spent the next 3 hours with these older ladies. Well, I'm an older lady, with these ladies, and they gave me all of their folk medicine. But I would never, ever go to a quilting bee, you know, to one of these things. And I did something every month that my head would say, Star, you don't want to do this. And when I did this, it stretched me. So one thing a month, an experience a month that you'd look at the experience and go, never, nah, not me. And you'll be surprised what God and the universe gives you in those experiences. And that would be like jumping out of the box. And you bring something home different to your life. You bring a different energy. And when you bring different energies to your life, you get unstuck.
Almost like jumping out of that thing. That's something I don't think I would ever do. It would pass
you. Well, you know.
But something like that.
Something like that. And, you know, jumping out of an airplane is about fear. The fear of dying, the fear of being hurt. And, you know, with proper training, you can jump off an airplane. How about try something like going on a zip line?
Zip line? What's a zip line?
A zip line is a cable from one high point to a lower point.
Oh.
You put a little trapeze and a little bell.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I thought about that one time. I said, would I ever try something like that? And I told myself, no. But wow.
And that's a good thing to try with.
That's a rush then that I will get. Oh, wow. Now you're tapping into my fears. And I guess that's what it's all about.
I guess that's what it's about when we're stuck, is to just go outside of our energy box. And then
our comfort zone.
You start proving to yourself you're more than you thought you were.
Wow.
And that's an important statement in life, is when you actually do something and know that you're more than you thought you were, everything becomes available to you.
Wow.
Wow, that is profound. This is things I say I wouldn't do. Thank you so much, Doc.
Wow. I love that. That was really an aha moment for me, too.
It is, more than you thought you were. It's incredible how things, you know, it's like, you know, when you see somebody get hurt, you're the first one to go help them. And, like, look at what happened in Boston. You see the little movie, and you see so many people running to the explosion to help people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you see, of course, some running away, but... You know, in moments like that, in moments when we're doing things we thought we'd never do or being things, you're more than you thought you were, and then every possibility is possible for you. Being stuck, being bored, means you're in the same energy you've been in. You pull yourself out of it, and sometimes you do something you don't even like, and you found out that even though I didn't like quilting, I really liked all the wisdom of the little old ladies.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
right.
It says, wow, I am in the right place at the right time. So,
wow.
You know, jump out of that box, people, and become more than you thought you were.
I love that. You're more than you think you are. That is awesome. Totally awesome. We're going to go to area code 410. Good morning.
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. This is
I know
a
you
much
can hear
better.
Me now, right?
Yeah, great connection.
Okay,
good
morning,
Star.
Great, good morning. How can I be of service to you?
I would like to know if I'm going to start another business.
Now, how old are you, honey?
I am 59.
You know, Kathy, this is really interesting. You're going to start 3 more businesses.
Wow.
You know, you're going to start a business. It's going to be good. You're going to let it maybe with a working partner. Then you're going to go start something, and that'll be good. And you're going to start something else, and that'll be good. After a business gets going, after you've completed something, it gets boring. So the whole startup stuff and the whole getting to it to where it works, and once it works, it doesn't interest you that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 more this lifetime.
Wow, I got a long way to go.
Not really. You can start a business and have it up and running in a year. You know you have the skills.
Uh-huh.
Next question.
Can you give me any messages, guidance? I'm going to take a quantum healing class next month.
The pranic healing is wonderful. My message to you right now from your guides is to watch your feet, what's going on with your feet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying?
Just watch your feet.
Okay.
Usually what happens when I tell my clients that is they are going hiking and they don't have the right pair of shoes and they think, okay, well, Star said watch my feet, so they wear the right pair of shoes. Or their foot starts to swell and they take care of it right away. I don't want to be 100% accurate psychic. What I want to be is 50% accurate. I want to say things to you that prevent anything bad or unhealthy happening. And when your spirit guide stands right in front of me and says, watch your feet.
Well, I didn't have a good pair of shoes on yesterday, and my left foot keeps swelling up.
Okay, so we're hearing that's already happening. So watch your feet. It doesn't say your feet are going to be ill. It doesn't say, you know, your feet are going to cause you problems.
Right.
It says watch your feet.
Do you know who my spirit guide is?
Absolutely. It's this beautiful man standing in front of me. A little bit more British than I would like. Maybe a little bit of an attitude. Definitely nodding up and down his head. He's laughing. He likes you.
This is the guy,
he likes that I can see him. And this particular spirit guide is gives you a sense of organization, a sense of business protocol, and a sense of being appropriate when you need to be appropriate.
I heard he was good looking.
He's hot.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
You know, it's tall, gray hair, handsome features, you know, something like you'd see on one of those TV ads.
Right, right.
And usually spirit guides in spirit wear the body that they last wore. You know,
mm-hmm.
you see them. So obviously, and usually they were in a lifetime with you, so that's why they made the agreement to be a spirit guide, because they were very close to you in another life, so you hung out with some hunks, honey. Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, that is just too cute. I love that. A good-looking guy. You know, I have never asked any of our visiting psychics for a reading, Star, but I'm going to ask you for a reading today.
Oh, all right. What would you like to know?
Let's see. Actually, I would like there. I have two questions. One is whether or not I can channel.
Whether or not you're what?
Whether or not I have the ability to channel.
Absolutely, positively, yes.
Okay. And the second is, do I have a guide?
No, you have six.
I have six?
You have six guides.
Oh, can you tell me anything about them?
Let me get a piece of paper. Okay, so what I'm doing on the piece of paper is I'm making a pie shape that has six pie pieces.
Okay.
I'm going to go into your energy field and call up your first guide, and your first guide here is called White Sky Water. And this is a Native American guide. Usually a guide comes in and you say, oh, I want to be a great writer this lifetime. I want to be a great teacher, et cetera, et cetera. And you contract with a guide in the Gulf or the Bardo. You say, hey, you're going to be living the next 1,500 years? And I'm going to stay in spirit. And I says, will you help me with so-and-so, because that's not going to be my field of expertise, or it's going to be my field of expertise. So what I see that White Sky gives you is she gives you a gentleness, the ability to be gentle.
Mm-hmm.
She teaches you nourishment, now not nutrients, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nourishment is how to take care of the energies of other people, okay, nourish them.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also there for your connection to nativeness. So that's important for you to connect back to the indigenous people and the things like that. Next is Mei Ling, and that's M-E-I-L-I-N-G, and she is there for spiritual protocol, and she's Chinese.
Wow.
And she, it feels like she was next to a Chinese healer or something like that, and she's there to teach you lineage. And lineage is about how you follow your ancestors, how you work with your own DNA and spiritual protocol. Ooh, this one's funny. Okay, you can be quiet now. All right. This one is Bartholomew Wright. And he is of Britain, which I don't know the difference between England and Britain right now. And he's here for a sense of humor. and lightness of being.
Okay.
And he's the one that makes jokes in your head. If you know that.
Yeah.
I got a Q-N-Y-G-U-N-G. H-U-N-Y-G-U-N-G. And I'm sure that's a Far Eastern name, but I'm not sure which Far Eastern name. And he is for writing and channeling. And he's saying he wish you'd get started. A little disappointed.
Uh-oh.
And we have Susie. And
uh-huh.
Susie's maybe six. She's tiny. She's a little raggedy muffin little girl. And Susie is here to remind you how to play. And she's a little sad because the things that you do aren't play. You know, like you like reading good books and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Susie wishes, you know, you'd go to the fairgrounds, you eat cotton candy, you know, that for God's sakes, please roll the shopping cart down the aisle in the grocery store that has the toys. and so I'd ask Susie to come up and plan a party. When I was planning a French party or having a dinner party and I wanted to do the napkins and all the stuff fun,
uh-huh.
I would ask my guide Susie to help. And, ooh, here's where all your spirituality comes from. And this is a Bhutanese monk. That's all he's telling me. You know the country Bhutan?
Uh-huh.
He is here to help you touch the world with spirit. And keep you connected to God and Earth.
Wow.
And this is a very one. If you have a piece of pie, a whole pie, and you have written out the sections, this is a piece of pie that's at the very north. And this is the one right on top of you right now. And it keeps you connected to Earth and Source. You're going to email me later today, and I am going to draw up this piece of pie, have my secretary draw it up with the words in it, and
okay.
Send it on to you. So sometimes we have spirit guides that, let's say, for example, I've written 9 books, and 2 of the books that I wrote, spirit guides came out of nowhere, helped me write that book, and then they just left.
Right.
You know, and spirit guides will come, and angels will come with your children. And all of a sudden, the child's growing up, and you're going, I used to know what my child was doing every minute, and that's because the angel used to tell. And I can't figure it out, but the angel's so preoccupied taking care of the child because they're a teenager, you know, protecting them from everything. They doesn't have time to come back and tell you what they're doing. So, you know, spirit guides are always there. And I want to throw out a concept for you.
Okay.
Half of your spiritual existences here on planet Earth, you've been spirit guides. So half of my time, we could talk about past lives. Okay, yeah, we've had past lives, but half the time we've been on Earth, we've been a spirit guide.
Wow.
So if I want to be a cook, I spirit guide a cook, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then I become a cook in the next lifetime, and then I become a spirit guide, and I'm spirit guide maybe a chef, and then I become a chef, and once I become a chef, I spirit guide people who want to be better at cooking. So if you want to know what you're going to be in your next lifetime, you need to look at what are you going to spirit guide next, or what did you just spirit guide before you came into this lifetime. I've got a whole book written on it. Publishers won't publish it. It's a very interesting concept, and it makes a lot of sense.
It does.
That all of us don't want to be incarnated all the time, and that half of our existence, we were people's spirit guides. So
wow.
People, you know, don't ask me about your past life. Ask me what you spirit guided last, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, let's give people a way to get in touch with you. I know that your website is starforwentes.com, and that's spelled...
And it's star with a double R. The mistake that most people make is only putting one R. So that's www.starfuentes.
Okay, and that's the best way to reach you, because on there you have your email and everything else, correct?
Yes, and I have a little box there. You can just fill it out and somewhere in the back and get to me. Now, I am doing some new things, and it's called Stage It. And Stage It is a little way of being on the computer, and you don't need any special software. I show up in your little chat box.
Oh!
And I'm doing Stage It, and it's www.stageit.com. And I'm doing Unique Shamanism on Monday. And the following Monday, Attuning Your Psychic Skills. Please, go to Stage It and figure out how they work, because you have to buy little credits to pay for me. But it's fun. You can watch me easily without downloading a bunch of things. And, of course, on my website, I have a calendar of all the fun things that I will be doing.
Oh.
I have so much fun every time I'm on this. And, you know, your circles of prosperity, sometimes we'll do a cash money thing. You know, what's the difference between cash and money? How do you make money? How do you make cash? You know, what the energies are. That should be fun sometime soon.
Oh, okay. I would love to do that. You know, the last time you were on, you gave this beautiful story about how to, you know, you have a friend called Benji, and how to make money your friend, and how to talk to Benji. And I just thought that was so good to shift that energy around money, because we kind of carry a lot, sometimes negative thoughts or fearful thoughts about money. But when we make money our friend, that shifts the energy. It was a great story. I think I'm going to pull that one out and send it to people, because I love it.
But, you know, remember, you got to tell Benji good things. You just can't say, I want more, or money goes in growing trees. You say, Benji, I'm having a good day today. Man, Benji, I ate some chocolate cake. Whoa, I was out of this world. You know, it's just like whatever you would text or tweet or whatever you would put on Facebook, you know, you tell Benji good stuff, because money stays, cash and money stay away from people who complain about it all the time.
It's true. It's so true. Well, Star, I have thoroughly enjoyed this morning. Despite our little technical difficulties, we got through quite a few readings this morning, and I'm so grateful. Looking forward to you coming back again and talking about money.
But
prosperity.
Yeah, whatever we want. And please send me the link to the archives of this, and I will send you your pie a little bit later.
Okay.
Your private spirit guides.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Everybody, have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye. You guys have a great weekend. Love you so much.